are open. Don't know where I'm going. Upside down clouds over mountains unfolding. Deep in the forest, you're planting seeds, saying flowers only grow where no one else is looking. So come along, love, we're going to the ocean. The water's always cold, but our arms are always open.
Your song Slow Apocalypse, what was the inspiration for that? Is it quarantine inspired or Trump inspired, or what's going on there?
Trump inspired. Everything is Trump inspired, that everybody does. That's impossible to escape. But no, actually the song got written in the summer of 2019, before the word COVID was even in my awareness. I just wrote it about like something very unrelated to what's happening now, and it's just like a big coincidence, and there's a lot of assumptions going around about what we wrote it about, but that's fair, that's expected. And I just write music for whatever people want to kind of interpret it as, is their prerogative.
Yeah, I think that's cool about art, is that different people will always see it in different ways. What was the experience in your life that inspired you to write that song?
experience in my life. It's like the reason I wrote the song was to disguise it. Like it was, it's very personal. Like it doesn't really matter to me what it is. And I don't really, like, I could name names and tell you stories about love and stuff, but that's all what the music's for. Like,
right.
I purposely disguised that. It's just a very pointed question to me as somebody who, like, uses their art to kind of, like, I've been trying to do that less now that, with these songs I'm currently writing, but I used to hide a lot, and I don't really have an interest in, like, giving the details of what I'm hiding. I think a lot of people use art for different things, and I've been trying to think harder about what I'm using it for.
I did not mean to put you on the spot or ask for details, really.
No,
just kind of wondered what inspired it, you know?
Absolutely.
We don't want to turn you into Taylor Swift out there talking about trashing all her ex-boyfriends.
That's what it would be, basically, if I told you. You can just imagine it. It's just, I don't know. I go on long spiels and rambles. That's what it's like to interview me. I'll just say what's on my mind, I guess.
That's the best.
I was just going to say, to add on to Slow Apocalypse, I think Christian wrote most of it at a cabin house that we stayed at last summer, too. Like, he was around all of his friends. And it's interesting how it turned out because of that. Like, he was around everyone, but it's like to me, it feels like a very lonely song.
Yeah. Where can we go online to find your videos? And you mentioned you've got a record coming out in December, hopefully another one not too long after that. So where can we keep track of you?
I think the Fox Cabaret video, it isn't out yet and we haven't seen it, but I'm pretty sure it'll be on their YouTube channel. And then anything about us is pretty easy to find on any kind of streaming video watching service.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, Motorbike. What can you tell me about that one?
It's about basically everything you're not allowed to do right now, which is go traveling into the United States.
Yeah.
And visit random cities and fall in love. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day when you're writing music. It's giving people a story that's just very relatable and easily digested. And that's why Motorbike has 50,000 streams, and we have better songs than Motorbike, but they have less streams. Motorbike's all right. You know what's cool about Motorbike is the person who makes it, Colin. I forgot his last name, but he does all this stuff for, like, New Pornographers. He just did the best job of mixing I've ever heard anybody do. And that's probably what Motorbike is actually has 50,000 streams, is because of the mixing job that Colin did.
Yeah, Colin Stewart.
Yeah, it's beautifully mixed, and I also love the vocals in it. It's a great song.
Yeah, thank God we have Allie. Otherwise, our music would sound like trash. It's true. Allie's like the most like naturally gifted one in our band.
The vocals are, I mean, they just sound so sort of eerie and emotive and just beautiful. I love your voice, Allie.
Thank you.
Christian and Allie, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.
Baby wants a motorbike. Guess we'll get a motorbike. We'll go wherever you like. I like holding your shoulders as we run the lights. Lady, the life of crime. Quit my job and burn your suit and tie. It's gonna be fine. I found $7. might be.